possible track for Abreu to win? Eldora. That is a track that suits his style, the dirt track background. And you mentioned William Byron, and let me go ahead and make this right here. And it's going to go, sir, some of my followers will probably look at this as a moment in history. Say what you will about Kyle Busch, the attitude when he doesn't win, his driving style, and dominating Xfinity, whatever. Love the guy, hate the guy. There's one thing you cannot deny about Kyle Busch. This guy knows how to pick talent. Eric Jones won the title in his truck last year. Now this William Byron kid's taking shape. Kyle Busch, he knows exactly what he's doing. Good run also for Germán Quiroga. He finished in the 8th position as we do our truck wrap-up of the Red Horse Racing Team in his return to the series. Well, let's go to some news and notes. And Matthew, you alluded to this earlier. Sad situation coming out of Thor Sport Racing, one of the popular truck teams. Their whole organization, their shop caught on fire, and it was a pretty bad fire as well.
Well, first off, so glad and just overjoyed that no one was hurt or injured in this.
Yes.
Thankfully, no one was injured. But it's so unfortunate when you hear about this happening for any team, obviously. But for a team like Thor Sport, who's in the truck series, they've been a staple in the truck series for so long, and they field not only multiple trucks, but multiple trucks that can go out and win races and contend for championships. Matt Crafton has won 2 titles, and he runs for Thor Sports. I did read earlier that Kyle Busch Motorsports has offered some help, so hopefully everything will go well there, but certainly very hard to hear, difficult to hear about a team going through something like that. But thankfully, as I said, no one was injured, and Kyle Busch Motorsports very graciously offering some help. And as you mentioned, we know that Kyle Busch Motorsports, they know how to win races.
Exactly. Crafton and Thor Sport need any help on that side either. But you're right, great to see that from Kyle Busch Motorsports as they help out. Now, Richard Childress Racing, this was a topic I've really wanted to get thoughts about. I really wanted to get Mr. Nelson's thought on this, but I'd love to get your thoughts too. As you know, for those who might not know, Richard Childress has, I think, 4 cars in the Xfinity Series, and 3 of them run full-time. Brandon Jones in the 33, Brendan Gaughan in the 62, and Ty Dillon in the 3. They have a 4th car, the 2 car, which so far at the Companion Weekend, which has been every Xfinity race, has been a Companion of a Cup weekend. It's been split between Sprint Cup drivers Austin Dillon and Paul Menard. Well, we're coming up on some standalone races, and Richard Childress Racing has provided a whole slew of drivers to run in standalone races in that 2 car, starting this weekend at Iowa with Truck Series driver Ben Kennedy driving the 2 car. You mentioned Sam Hornish Jr. He'll be in the 2 car for 2 races. He will drive the 2nd race at Iowa in late July and the September race at Kentucky. And when we go road racing, A.J. Allmendinger will pilot the car at Mid-Ohio, and Michael McDowell will drive the 2 at Road America. I like this move by Richard Childress to put these drivers in the 2 car. What about you?
Well, I think it's a great move, and if obviously Richard Childress has made many great moves in his illustrious career, but a little bit surprised that A.J. Allmendinger isn't in the car for both road course races at Mid-Ohio and Road America, because he's a proven road racer not only on the Xfinity circuit but on the Cup circuit, where he won a race a couple of years back at Watkins Glen. And not only did he win that, he outdueled one of the world's best road course racers in Marcus Ambrose to get that win. So a little bit surprised at that, but don't worry, because Michael McDowell is a heck of a road racer himself, has been very close in the past. Maybe he could close the deal. Good for Ben Kennedy as well, getting a chance to really shine in great equipment. We know the 2 car can win. It has already this year. It did on multiple occasions last year. So great for all of these drivers, but especially Ben Kennedy, a name that not everyone really knows, as well as obviously Allmendinger and Hornish and McDowell. But hopefully he can take advantage of that at Iowa. And for Sam Hornish Jr., you know, I mentioned him early. I believe this guy absolutely deserves a full-time Xfinity ride. He nearly won the championship a few years back, lost it to Austin Dillon. People do forget Austin Dillon won that championship without winning a race that year. Something that Hornish did do was win a race that year, just fell a few points short of the title. Hornish, obviously, he deserves a full-time Xfinity ride. Glad to see him back in the car, and hopefully someone will pick him up.
Yeah, let's hope so, too. Really curious to see when he goes to Iowa and, of course, to Kentucky in September. Well, Matthew, we'll take a short break. We'll preview the weekend's action at Iowa. Plus, we have a Twitter question, which you'll answer, about the upcoming Sonoma race. That's all coming up after this short break.